Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. For the first time this year, welcome to Madison, Alabama, and Toyota Field, home of the Rocket City Tracks. Biloxi Shuckers coming today with a 5-0 record, two in a row, and lost three of their last four in that final series between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. They come in at 5-4, while the Trash Pandas come off winning 5-6 against the Birmingham Barons. They scored 51 runs in that series, by far the most in the entire Southern League, and the fourth most over the last week in all of minor league baseball. I'm Jamie Blake, and welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers set to play six straight here in Rocket City, Madison, Alabama, the former home of the Biloxi Shuckers, just about 5 miles away from Huntsville, Alabama, where the Shuckers were previously the Huntsville Stars before moving down to the Mississippi coast. Shuckers trying to turn things around after the offense scuttled a bit. The pitching staff's been real good, though. Adam Seminaris is looking to continue on with been a good start to the season pitching-wise, but when we return, it's time for today's pregame interview. We're joined by Lamar Sparks, who joined the Shuckers this year after spending last year in the independent ranks with the Missoula Paddleheads. We'll talk to him up next as the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show rolls on for a 5-0-6-0-5 first pitch in Madison, Alabama.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set to start a six-game series with the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest guys to the Brewers organization, Lamar Sparks. Lamar, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me.
You joined the Brewers this past offseason, signing as a free agent. Now, a couple weeks into your first season, back in affiliated ball since 2021. How you been enjoying it so far?
I've been enjoying it a lot, you know, going from indie ball back to here. It's great to be back here. Indy ball, again, was a very fun place to be, but, you know, obviously the goal was to get back here and work my way back up, so I'm glad to be here.
And how's it in Double A too? Because you've never played in Double A before. How has that experience been your first couple weeks?
Obviously the competition is there, but I mean, you got to separate yourself and go out there and do what you know you can do and keep on playing and enjoying it. You know, a big part of baseball is having fun, and so being back here, I'm having fun, and it's been good so far.
Well, talking about having fun, we just talked about your time in Missoula, and you were saying how much fun you had out in the Pioneer League. What was it like being able to play a year with the Paddleheads?
It was awesome. Honestly, that's some of the most fun I've had with baseball in my life. You know, you go out there, a lot of people talk down on it, you know, it's about it not being so much fun, or, you know, it's a grind and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, the grind is what made it fun. And the guys that you have there, the coaching staff that we had there, you know, we had a guy that our manager with the Paddleheads, he was actually a pitching coach here with the Brewers a couple of years back. And, transitioned out there and taking over control out there. And he's setting it up for a great time. Like I said, it was one of the most fun I've had as far as baseball, being out there, being in that kind of environment, being in Montana. It's beautiful. And playing with those guys that are, you know, working their way back into affiliate ball or just playing the last couple of years before they're done.
And not only that, you guys were a really good team too. That had to have definitely added to the experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was a great all-around staff. It was a family out there. You know, all those guys were, like I said, just like family. From the coaching staff to the owner to all the players, you know, the fans would come to each game and every game, and they'd get loud. You know, we'd have people out there every game, and you would think there'd be a lot of fans at Indie Ball. Oh my gosh, there's a lot, and it's loud, especially in Missoula where I was, and it's a great atmosphere to be in.
Yeah, you look around the Indie Ball landscape, there are diehard fan base. You look at the Long Island Ducks in the Atlantic League. You look at everything up and down the American Association, the St. Paul Saints before they became affiliated, and then to the entire Pioneer League. But one of the big things that guys talk about when they go from affiliated ball to indie ball and then back is how much that ability to play every day helps them. Yes. In indie ball. How much did that help you grow as a player last year, being able to play almost every single one of the 96 games?
So, you know, the thing was with me is I was obviously drafted in 17. Out of high school and played that year, but 18 I had labrum surgery, so I was out for a whole entire year that year. 2019 I was just coming back and I was actually hitting the face with a fastball, and you know, after being hit in the face, it's kind of uncomfortable to get back in the box. I only had about a month left a season to do that, so I only played about a month in 2019. 2020 was COVID year, so that's basically 3 years that I didn't play baseball. And so 2021, I went in 2021 and played, didn't feel like myself, you know. Was done with affiliate ball, obviously went and played indie ball, and playing every day in indie ball is what got me back on my feet. You know, I was, after being hit in the face especially, my biggest thing was getting back in the batter's box and facing some guys that had big loopy curveballs, or, you know, facing some of the wild guys, you know, that you need to face to get your confidence back in the box to stay in there. And so for me, playing every day in indie ball helped me a lot get my feet back under me. You know, I was somebody who needed it.
Was there a point where you're like, oh, all right, we're back, we're good to go?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my biggest thing was, like I said, after being hit in the face, it was hard for me to hit a right-handed curveball for the longest. And so I positioned myself close to the plate and made myself stay in there. And once I started hitting curveballs hard, I knew that I was back on it, back myself back up off the plate, was comfortable again at any pitch you throw in the zone, I was comfortable with hitting.
You talked about how you had been hit in the face with the fastball. That's one of the most terrifying injuries in the sport of baseball. What was that road to recovery like, not just physically, but also mentally? Because that is, as you said, a real tough thing to come back from, stepping in the box and not being afraid, because 94 to the face is a horrifying thing.
You know, what separates amateurs to pros is between the years, you know, your mental game in baseball, a lot of it's mental. You know, everybody that gets into affiliate ball or has a chance, 95% or more, I mean, maybe even higher percent, have the ability. It's just what's between the years and going out there every day and doing what you need to do. And so it was already a mental battle coming out of high school, being young, you know, transitioning to being with an older group of guys and, you know, playing every day and all that kind of stuff from coming from high school and all that kind of stuff. So that was already a big thing that I had to get a hold of between the years. On top of that, after being hit in the face and you having that fear when you step in the batter's box, that's what the biggest difference was for me, is getting that mental part set up. You know, there's always going to be mental parts in baseball. You know, if you go on a streak where you're not doing so well, you're going to be in between the ears. It's just the people, like I said, what separates amateur to pro is the people that can get over it quicker, that don't let it really bother them for very long, and can go up there and clear your mind and go have another bat, no matter how good or bad it goes. And so, like I said, after being hit in the face, that was the biggest thing for me, was getting back under control, not physically, but between the ears.
you've been off to a good start here in Biloxi and a good start with your time in the Brewers organization. And that mental side is such an important part of baseball that many people don't get to see every day. But on the baseball side of things, it's been a fun start. It's a real young team, this Shuckers team, one of the youngest in Double A. What's been your favorite part of being with the Shuckers so far?
I got here and, just even starting in spring training this year, you know, these guys, you know, took me in and, I've known them my whole life, you know, and so most of these guys are, it's a family here too, you know, everybody's grinding, everybody's trying to make it, you know, so when you have teammates that understand that everybody has a goal, everybody's trying to make it, and they take you in and they talk to you, you know, and all kind of stuff, tell you what's going to be happening, what's going to be new, what's going to be old, which, you know, all the stuff you're going to experience is the best, and so these guys, you know, like I said, being my first year here, have done that, and that's what makes it fun, that's what baseball's all about, you know.
Well, Lamar, thanks so much for joining us. Keep having fun. Keep up the good work. Thanks
awesome.
So much.
I appreciate you for having me.
This has been today's Shuckers pregame interview. Shuckers and Trash Pandas at 6:05. Big thank you to Lamar Sparks for today's pregame interview. Such great insight from Lamar into the mental side of the game after getting hit in the face with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Back as a member of the Orioles organization. He's been part of the Brewers organization now for all of 9 games. It's been a fun start. He's not in the lineup tonight, but he certainly made a big impact here in the first week and a half of the season. Welcome back into the booth, just a couple moments away from first pitch between the Trash Pandas and the Shuckers. Oysters and Raccoons this week in Madison, Alabama. The Shuckers will go up against Logan Marceau, a right-hander, and was a draft pick out of LSU. Makes his second start on the year with a 1.80 ERA, 5 innings pitched, struck out 2, walked 1. He's very much a control guy with a 4-pitch mix for a guy who comes in today as the 10th ranked prospect in the Angels system. On the other side of things is Adam Seminaris, who goes for the Shuckers, a guy who was a Trash Panda last year and helped Rocket City win the Southern League first half title. He makes his second start of the year after he gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings, a 9.64 ERA on the year with 1 walk and 6 strikeouts, opponents hitting 350 against him. For the Shuckers, Isaac Collins leads it off. Jackson Chorio bats second. Then it's Tyler Black, Wes Clark, Jefferson Caro, Tristan Lutz, Carlos Rodriguez, Freddie Zamora, and Ethan Murray. On the other side of things for Rocket City, they're without Zach Neto in the best way possible for the young Angels prospect. He's only in the big leagues, was promoted just from Double A to the bigs a couple days ago, had his first hit yesterday on Marathon Monday in Boston at Fenway Park. Kyren Harris leads it off. Orlando Martinez bats second. Edgar Caro bats third. He's behind the plate. Tucker Flint behind him. Then it's Jose Gomez, David Calabresi, Bryce Teodosio, Kevin Maiton, and Aaron Whitefield to round out the order. We're just a couple moments away from first pitch at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Just a stone's throw away from Huntsville, Alabama. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. We'll have first pitch on your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and this is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch is your way next.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Curio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it, 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Northern Alabama, Madison, Alabama, the spot Toyota Field location for game one of a six-game series between the 5-4 Biloxi Shuckers and the 6-3 Rocket City Trash Pandas, the AA affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside our coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Jaden Blake with you throughout the night. Before we get to starting pitchers and starting lineups, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 a.m. and 100.9 FM.
Landon Marceau takes the helm, the draft pick of the Angels out of Louisiana State University. This is off against the Clinton Blue Jay, Isaac Collins at the top of the order. Jackson Curio bats second, Tyler Black in the three spot, West Park behind him. Then it's Jefferson Caro, Tristan Lutz, Carlos Rodriguez, Frenny Zamora, and Ethan Murray. Marceau makes his second start of the year. Collins, switch hitter, digs in from the left side. First pitch misses low, and we're officially underway. First pitch time at 6.08 p.m. on a beautiful Tuesday night, Madison, Alabama. Bright blue skies, not a cloud in them. The pitch home, lined in the air, out towards right. Orlando Martinez, the right fielder, goes back and hauls it in for the first inning. Time to get your first pitch weather. It is 76 degrees and sunny here in Madison, Alabama. Just a couple of miles away from Huntsville, Alabama, former home of the Huntsville Stars. Wind right now out to left, 9 miles an hour. Marceau delivers to Jackson Curio, and it's called a strike. Curio batting 189 on the year. Though all of his hits have been, wow, three homers this year already. The pitch bounces in the dirt, deflects off home plate umpire Macon Hammett. And the count evens up, 1-1. Curio in his first home series smashed a multi-home run game in the home opener last week. Marceau delivers, Curio lines it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Marceau set, first base side of the rubber from the righty. Curio calls time. Takes a moment to collect himself and sets back in. Shuckers wearing the alternate blue tops with gray pants. The pitch up. Curio swings and hits it hard. One up to Maiton at third. Fires to first. And Curio's retired for the second. Let's get you the Trash Pandas starting defensive alignment. David Calabrese in left. Bryce Teodosio in center. Orlando Martinez in right. Third to first round the infield, Kevin Maitán, Kyren Paris, Jose Gomez, and Tucker Flint with Edgar Caro, last year's California League MVP, behind the plate. Tyler Black up, first pitch, misses inside to the left-handed bat. And the count goes to 1-0. Black's gotten off to a terrific season here in Biloxi. Marceau delivers, Black swings and misses over a third ball. And the count evens up, 1-1. Comes in today hitting .286 with a 1.102 OPS. Top five in the Southern League. Marceau delivers. Lift in the air out towards left. Calabrese retreats back towards the warning track, towards the wall, and Tyler Black goes yard again. A home run in the first inning in the second straight game, and it's 1-0 Biloxi. Every single home run Tyler Black hit today in BP went out to left. And he did just about that. Nailed it over the left field wall as the first pitch misses away to the righty West Park. Shuckers an early 1-0 lead for Black. That's his third home run of the year. Sixth run driven in. Pitch to Clark. Bounces into Caro's glove. Count goes to 1-0. Pitch, called strike on the outside corner to Clark. It goes to 2-1. Clark hitting .143 on the season. 1-11 last series. The pitch, Clark takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. Marceau set, kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss, tries to muscle up a fastball. And the count goes forward, 3-2. One of the things that Clark did well last year is even though he didn't get on base by a hit very much, he did draw 4 runs. 3-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike 3 in the outside corner, and that ends the inning. Marceau walks off the mound. Though take a 1-0 lead, 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through a half inning of play. Shuckers 1, Trash Pandas up to bat when we return. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
First inning back in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. It's a former Trash Panda who right now gets the start for the Biloxi Shuckers here in game one of a six-game set. It's lefty Adam Seminaris, who made one start this year, was good for the first bit of the start. First 4 innings were real impressive. Gave up 1 run on 3 hits, struck out 5. The 5th inning is where things got away from him. Gave up 4 runs, ended up being taken out of the game, having given up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. He faces Kyren Paris from the right side to lead things off. A Orlando Martinez bats second. Edgar Guerra bats third. First delivered. Lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. And count goes to 0-1. This is a trash can of this team that looks a little bit different coming in today. That's because there's no Zach Neto. One of the best players in the Southern League is now the starting shortstop for the A's and the Angels in the big leagues. Pitch misses low. And the count evens up, 1-1. Harris this year hitting .229 with seven runs batted in. The pitch fouled back. The count goes to 1-2. One and two the count. Seminara sets, kicks, and fires home. Curveball, swing and a miss. One up, one down. Brings up the left-handed hitter, Orlando Martinez. Martinez hitting .267 this year with a .353 on base percentage. Lefty-lefty matchup with one out, bottom of the first inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Pitch from Seminars. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner. Seminars delivers. Fastball. Just misses inside. That evens up, 1-1. The pitch, wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner from Seminars. And the count goes to 1-2. Seminars, a four-pitch guy, fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. The pitch home, slider, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts from Seminars. All of a sudden, two up, two down. Count comes up. Calls time. The umpire now takes a couple of steps out towards right field. Not sure what exactly was the problem. We got a momentary delay. There was a hill, but it didn't look like right fielder Carlos Rodriguez ran over to go play hero for a couple kits. Lefty Seminars fires home. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. And the switch hitting Edgar Guerra. Hitting .308 this year with 7th ribbon. And a .471 OBP. Now calls time and goes back to the dugout on the first base side to get some more pine tar. Pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-1. The pitch misses away. Seminars fires up and away. Count goes to 2-1. Seminaris last year was teammates with a lot of these guys. Started the year at High A in Tri-City. Pasco, Washington, the High A affiliate of the Angels. Delivers home. Called strike inside corner. Count evens up. 2-2. Pitches home. Line drive in a right field for base. Hero reaches on a two-out single. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tucker Flynn.
Two outs, one on, bottom of the first inning from Rocket City. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Flip batting 324 on the year. Seminaris delivers in the dirt. Jefferson Caro blocks it up. Count goes to 1-0. While we get a moment, let's take a look at the Shuckers defensive alignment. Game one of a six-game set. Isaac Collins in left, Jackson Churio in center, Carlos Rodriguez in right, Tyler Black at third. Pitch from Seminars. Line drive over Black's head, but shielded by the sun. And back-to-back single. Pitch runners on first and second. Also gives Tuckerfield a seven-game hit streak. Black's in a tough spot. Is caught right between where the shade ends and the sun starts. The way the sun sets here at Toyota Field is it sets on the first base side. So we have to try and retreat on the ball and then go back in. You don't want to put your sunglasses on because everything else in the infield minus regular Freddy Zamora is currently standing at the normal shortstop position is in the shade. But when you go out to the sun and you come back in, you're blinded, which makes it a little hard. Runners on first and second, two outs. Bottom of the first, Seminars delivers. Fastball, called strike on the inside corner. Jose Gomez at the plate from the right side. Hitting an even 200 on the year. 273 on base percentage. Seminars fires. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Lefty Seminars fires home. In the dirt, count goes to 1-2. Seminars fires, and it's lying down the right field line. Carlos Rodriguez over, drops down in front of him for a big hit. Caro rounds third and scores. The throw comes in the hurry. He cuts it off. It's an RBI double for Jose Gomez. It's a 1-1 game equal two outs in the bottom of the first inning. For Gomez, that makes it a three-game hit streak for the righty. With runners at second and third for David Calabrese. Left-handed man. Rocket City's exploded all over Seminars after two good strikeouts from the lefty. Seminars fires. Called strike outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Pitch lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Flint at third, Gomez at second. Seminars fires. Curveball, swing and a miss. Great pitch from Seminars. He strikes out three in the inning. Damage between the strikeouts, though, is three straight hits. That ties it up with one. One run, three hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We end at the top of the second. Muncy Shuckers baseball continues in a moment in a 1-1 ball game from Rocket City. We're back after this.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Is a called strike on the outside corner to the right. The count starts off at no balls and one strike. Landon Marceau back to the hill. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Pitch comes home and it's a called strike on the outside. Count goes down with two. Marceau works quickly. Struck out one to end the first inning. First strikeout of the day. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball right side of the infield. Gomez grabs it, fires the first and short run. And Harris retired for the first time. One out brings up Tristan Lutz here in the second inning. Tied up at one between the Trash Pandas and the Shuckers. First pitch from Marceau. Misses high. Count goes to 1-0. Your umpire recruit tonight, Nathan Hammond behind the plate. Tom O'Neill is the first base umpire, and Joe McCarthy the third base umpire. Pitch is called a strike on the outside. And the count evens up. One ball, one strike. Lutz 4-for-18 on the year. Marceau delivers. Check swing. He says he does not go. First base umpire Tom O'Neill. Goes to two balls and one strike. Marceau delivers. Swing and a hammer. High in the air. Deep to center. Teodosio back towards the wall. Makes the catch. A step shy of a 400-foot silent dead center. Lutz retired for the second out. It's a hard hit ball. The only problem was to the farthest part of the bowl. It's 400 feet to dead center here at Toyota Field. 326 down the lines. But it's a ballpark that plays a lot smaller. It usually blows out here. Marceau delivers the left-hander. Carlos Rodriguez fouls it back. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers enjoyed the friendly confines, though. 7 home runs this past week at MGM Park. Pitch home. Rodriguez swings and laces it into left field for a base hit. After a bit of a slow start from Rodriguez, he's really heated up as of late. Now 5 for his last 11 at the plate. He's reached base in 6 straight. He's recorded a hit and 4 shots. So just like the first inning, Shuckers get 2 outs and then all of a sudden they get a hit. Right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora comes up. 217 hitter this year. Carlos Rodriguez, a couple steps off first. 2 outs, top 2, all tied up at 1. The pitch, called strike, outside corner. It goes to no balls and one strike. Brady Marceau comes set. Now fires. Change up low. Count evens up, one ball, one strike. Marceau stands in at 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Drafted in the third round of the 2021 draft by the Angels. 1-1 delivery. Zamora swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. And all you could see is that he was drafted in 2021. You know he's a pitcher. The Angels, in a 20-round draft, drafted 20 pitchers during the 2021 draft. An incredible feat. 1-2 delivery. Misses down and away. Count goes to 2-2. And most of those guys are now up here at the AA level. Look at the roster. Six different guys on the Trash Pandas rosters are pitchers that were selected in 2021. 2-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. Rodriguez off to second. The throw on the money. Plenty of time. And Rodriguez is now for the final out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. For an inning and a half, Biloxi 1, Rocket City 1. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Bottom of the second inning, Shuckers and Trash Pandas tied at one. David Blake alongside you. Adam Seminaris back on the hill from the left side. His first pitch, swing and a miss. First pitch fastball to the righty T.O.C.O. Comes in batting 250 on the year. Struggled against left-handed pitching. The pitch, wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. 0-for-7 against lefties this year. He's the bottom part of the order that struggled. Next two guys both hitting under 100. Seminaris fires home. Curveball misses in. Goes to 1-2. Seminaris, outside of the three hits, looked sharp today. The rest of the guys have been strikeouts. 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Four strikeouts now from Seminaris. First out of the inning. Brings up the switch hitting Kevin Mite. Maiton just 3-for-33 this year. That's a .091 batting average. Seminaris delivers. Ground ball, third base side. Couple hops to Black. Stays in the back of his feet. Now fires the first hit. Can't finish the pitch. Mm-hmm. Bit of a low throw, but Park unable to dig it out. The error's charged to. Similar play happened last week in Biloxi. He's charged to Black at third, but man on now for Aaron Whitefield. First pitch, fastball, misses up. Count there's to 1-0. Whitefield, 2-for-21 this year. 174 OBP. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. That evens up 1-1. And they do charge the error to Black. Black's second error of the season. First error today for the Shockers. Count it 1-1. Seminars delivers. Swing and a miss. Dialed up a fastball top of the zone. That goes to 1-2. Seminar is set. Long look at first. Now fires. Fastball just up high. Count evens up 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Seminaris delivers. This is top of the zone. Count goes full. Top of the order up next. Been a bit of a feast or famine. First time through the order from Seminaris. He's retired 4. All those have been strikeouts. Others 4. 3 hits and an error. The pitch. Fastball up high and walks out. An error and a walk to the bottom. Two guys in the order. Puts 2 on with 1 out. Top of the order, and already Kyron Paris. Paris struck out the curveball back in the first half. Runners in first and second. 1-1 the score, bottom of the second inning. In on the third base side. The first pitch rolled up the first baseline, foul. Right into the leg of first base coach Dan Bordero. Count goes down 1-1. Carlos Rodriguez plays 0 down the left field, plays 0 down the right field line. Ball snuck all the way down, ran over, grabbed it, tossed it up and over the net to a couple of kids that are playing on a hill down the right field line. The hill that turns into a rock outcropping that sits right above the 326-foot sign in right. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Good changeup from Seminaris. Camp goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Harris steps back in. Maiton off second. Whitefield off first. The pitch misses low, goes to 1-2. It's been a lengthy first 2 innings from Seminaris. Already about to throw his 37th pitch of the night. Delivers home, fouled straight up and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Seminaris was limited to 69 pitches in his first start. That was more due to the 4-run inning than a hard pitch count set early on this year. The lefty fires home. In the dirt, Tiro blocks it up. Count goes to 2-2. Last two batters have been deep counts from Seminaris. Get him out here. 2-2 delivery. Check swing on a slider. They say he goes around. He's rung up by first base umpire Tom O'Neill. Now two strikeouts today for Paris and five for Seminaris. Only five outs have been recorded. Orlando Martinez comes up from the left side. Runners on first and second. Bottom two, tied at one. Seminaris fires. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Kemp goes to 0-1. Pitch count creeps past 40. Here in the second inning. No one delivered. Swing and a miss. Kemp goes to 0-2. But either way, the strikeouts have been a good thing for Seminaris. He's helped the Shuckers pitching staff to now 64 strikeouts on the year. One of just three teams in Double-A to have a starting staff record over 60 strikeouts this year. Just the second in the Southern League. Pitch misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Chattanooga Lookouts lead all of Double-A with 65 strikeouts from the starting staff. The Somerset Patriots, the Yankees Double-A affiliate in the Eastern League, are second with 63. That was all coming in today. The Shuckers started with 59. Pitch from Seminaris. Ground ball back up the middle. Just stumbles Zamora's glove into center for a base hit. Churio unloads a rocket to home. Carroll the tag. Got him. Jackson Churio fires a dart to nab Maiton. And that ends the inning. It's a single from Martinez. Maiton posed by the top prospect in baseball. In the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. We're tied at 1-2. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Third inning, tied at one. First pitch to Freddy Zamora. Popped up behind home plate. Under Caro gets rid of the mask and makes the catch. One up, one down here in the third inning. That brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers and Trash Pandas tied at one. The reason it's tied at one is because Jackson Churio hosed the man at the plate to end the inning. First pitch is a called strike to Ethan Murray, and the count goes to 0-1. Kevin Maiton tried to take home on a short single to center. Pitch misses low. The count evens up 1-1. And the top prospect in baseball made sure that wasn't going to happen. Nabbed him by about 5 feet. pitch from Marcia. Hurt ball. Misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Marceau delivers. Zamora swings. Murray swings and lines this deep to left, and it's gone. Or it's off the top of the wall. It's off the top of the wall, and Murray slides into second with a double. Murray launched it. Hit the top of the wall and then bounced back into play. Now runner on second with one out. Isaac Collins at the top of the order. Now up at the plate. The pitch. Roped down the left field line. Drops in for a base hit. Murray rounds third and comes home. Calabrese bobbles it for a moment. That allows Collins to go into second standing. And back-to-back doubles with one out. Gives Collins his second RBI of the year and gives the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. Just took a pitch in the outside corner and roped it down the left field line. Jackson Chorio strides in from the right side. Collins at second, one out, top of the third inning. Pitch from Marceau. Chorio rockets this one to right center field, drops down for a base hit. Martinez picks it up. Collins gets the wave, but throws it up to the plate for more than enough time. And for the second game in a row, Collins is tagged out at the plate. The single for Chorio advances to second on the throw. Second straight game with a hit for Chorio. Now a runner on second with two outs for the lefty Tyler Platt. First pitch to Black. Swing and a miss. There's Dylan Black. Black homer back in the first inning to left center. It's his third home run of the year. Extended his hit streak to five straight. Pitch from Marcin. Black swings and misses. Count goes down to 2. Marceau looks in. Ball behind his back. Now comes set at the belt. Steps off. Black calls time. He's one timeout, the plate appearance. Marceau fires home. Black takes strike three at the knees, and that ends the inning. His second strikeout of the day. The Shuckers, a great inning. One run on three hits. No errors, maybe one strand. It's 2-1 after 2.5. Back to Rocket City after this. See Shuckers baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the Class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Seminar is back on the hill. This is the switch hitting Edgar Caro. First pitch, the switch hitter misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Caro, switch hitter, digs in from the right side against the lefty Seminaris. He delivers home. Ground ball, third base side. Black lets it go by. Some more of the shortstop grabs it, fires the first, and retires Caro for the first out. Reminder, fans, you can join the broadcast. Whether still you're listening in from tonight, text Booth at 601-514-0776. Make sure to join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. Well, the lefty Tucker Flint digs in against the lefty Adam Seminaris. His first pitch, called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 0-1. Flint single back in the first. Continue what's been a real good stretch of the plate. The pitch, it's a curveball, misses away. Here it evens up 1-1. Flint now 12 for his last 25 at the plate. The pitch is a curveball, and it's called a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Reach base in 7 straight. It's tallied a hit in 7 straight. Seminaris kicks and fires home. Curveball rolled on the ground. Left side of the infield. Zamora, the shortstop on the run, fires to first. Cork the pick. And Flint's retired for the second out. Back-to-back good plays by the shortstop, Freddy Zamora. Now brings up the righty, Jose Gomez. Two outs in a 2-1 ball game. Shuckers lead, bottom of the third inning. Seminaris kicks and fires. Bunt showing, fouled back. Count goes to 0-1. It's a Rocket City team that was terrific in their series last week against Birmingham. Won 5 of 6, outscoring 51-16. The pitch up, bounces in there. Count evens up 1-1. And that's right, 51-16 in a 6-game series. They average almost 9 runs a game. And a plus 35 run differential. 1-1 delivery. Misses up high. And the count goes to 2-1. Gomez double to right to drive home a run in the first inning. That tied this game up 1-1. Part of 3 straight hits by the Trash Pandas with 2 outs. The pitch up high, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Seminaris kicks and fires home. Up high, ball 4. Seminaris marks his second batter of the night. Comes up team and count replaces. Already 54 pitches through 2 2/3 for Seminaris. A couple guys walking around the Shuckers bullpen. Robbie Baker doing some light stretching exercises right now with a towel. Calabrese digs in from the left side. Gomez in first. 2 outs. First pitch. Takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. Big leadoff first for Gomez. Pitch home. Rocketed out to right. Way back. Way gone. No, it's off the bottom of the wall. Gomez rounds third and comes home. Calabrese into second. The throw late to the plate. Jose, a stand-up double. Ball that just died at the wall. And it's 2-2. Brings up the righty, Bryce Teodosio. One today with a strikeout. 2-2 game in the bottom of the third inning. Seminaris delivers. Swing and a miss. Change up down low. Count goes 0-1. Pitch of the night for Seminaris is on its way home. Misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. For Calabresi, that's his 7th RBI of the season. Already 5 hits today for Rocket City. Pitch comes home. Misses low. Count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. Seminaris delivers. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 2-2. Seminaris, third base side of the rubber. Walking leadoff, second for Calabresi. Lefty fires home. Curveball in the dirt. Carroll blocks it up, pulls up third baseline. Nobody moves. And the count goes full. Two outs in the inning. Both runs tonight for Rocket City in public, 2 outs. So have all 5 of their hits. Seminaris fires. Curveball misses down low and inside. It's a walk on the 61st pitch of the night from Seminaris. Now runners on first and second. The switch hitting Kevin Maiton. That brings out pitching coach Will Shearbox. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back, Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Biloxi Shuckers 2, Rocket City Trash Pandas 2. Coach Will Shearholtz walks back to the dugout after a quick discussion with Adam Seminaris. One run already in the inning. All 5 hits for Rocket City, and both their runs have come with 2 outs. Game 1 of a 6-game set between these 2 teams. Runners on first and second with 2 outs. First pitch to Maiton. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Maiton 0-for-1 today. Reached on an error back last inning. The pitch home. Slider misses in. Count evens up 1-1. Been a lengthy night so far for Seminaris. Already up above 60 pitches. Only in the third inning. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. The good thing is the Shuckers have multiple relievers that are converted starters. TJ Shook's one of them. He's up in the bullpen now. He's a guy who can give you 2-3 innings on any given night. especially with a quick turnaround tomorrow. 11:05 first pitch tomorrow. It's the length you need. 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Caro blocks it up. Goes to the first base side and fires to the bag. Retires Maiton to end the inning. But in the inning, one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. After three, Track Bandits and the Shuckers all tied up in one. Alexi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name!
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Fourth inning. Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Wes Clark first up. First pitch to him. It's a curve ball that misses low. Count goes to 1-0. The righty Landon Marceau back on the hill for his fourth inning of work. 2-2 ball game. Pitch home. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-0. Clark struck out swinging on a fastball to end the first inning. 2-0 delivery. Takes a fastball away. For the first time tonight, Marceau goes to a 3-0 count. Pitch count in good shape. Just 37 pitches tonight. Marceau delivers. Fastball, called strike. Clark is about ready to take off his leg guard. Count goes to 3-1. Marceau delivers. Fastball, called strike two. Right in the outside corner. Three balls, 2 strikes, the count with nobody out. Marceau fires. Clark fouls it straight back up and out of play. Right towards Arbuth up the first baseline. Count stays full. Right-handed, delivers. Swing and a miss. Curveball in there. Then right into the zone. Clark swung right through. Second strikeout today. Now brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Caro 0-for-1 today with the ground out to second. First pitch. Swing and line drive right to the top. Third baseman, right place, right time. Grabbing for the second out. That brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. 2 outs, nobody on. 2-2 ball game, top of the fourth inning. First delivery. Lutz takes strike one at the letters. TJ Shuck continues to get warm out in the Shuckers bullpen. 0-1 delivery. Lutz takes high. Count evens up. He hasn't gotten on the mound yet, though. Currently just doing some long tossing with Jason Lopez. 1-1 delivery. Fastball, called strike. Count goes to 1-2. Marcel delivers. Curveball. Lutz hammers this one deep to right. Martinez goes back towards the warning track. And the ballpark contains it for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's the first time either side tonight's had a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're tied at 2.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Whitefield is a called strike one at the knees. Back underway. Javon Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers 2, Trash Pandas 2, opening game of a six-game series. The pitch, swing and a miss at a changeup. Count goes 0-2. Whitefield walked back in the second inning. He's 2-for-21 on the year. The pitch is a curveball. It's lifted out deep towards left. Isaac Collins goes back, looks up, and it's gone. Whitefield's first home run of the year, and it's 3-2. Trash Pandas in the bottom of the fourth inning. Whitefield's first home run of the year, fifth run driven in. Just the third time he's reported a hit this year, and this one goes yard. 2-1 answer now for the Trash Pandas. High scoring affair here early, 3-2. Kyren Harris comes up from the right side. First delivery. Rounded up the first base, the third base side foul, and the count goes down 1-1. Harris 0-for-2 today. Two strikeouts, both in the curveball. Now TJ Shook up on the mound in the Shuckers pen. Pitch, called strike, outside corner. Count goes 0-2. It's been a lengthy night in the hell from Seminaris. This next pitch about to be a 70 of the night. Kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss. Seventh strikeout of the night for Seminaris. Martinez in from the left side. One out here in the inning. First pitch is a curveball. Called strike one. Three runs on six hits and no errors for Rocket City. Two runs, five hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Seminaris delivers. Fastball misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Martinez already up for the third time tonight. 1-1 for Cheater Day with a single and a strikeout. 1-1 delivery. Line drive way out to left. Collins back towards the warning track. Spins around and makes the catch for the second out. Ballpark tonight playing a little deeper than it looks. Hear the ball off the bat and you think it's out of here. It ends up dying about 5 to 10 feet short of the wall. First pitch, the switch hitting Edgar Caro. Poked out to left center field. Churio and Collins converge. Back towards the warning track. Takes one hop and goes up over the wall for a ground rule double. It's Caro's second hit of the night. The fourth extra base hit of the day for Rocket City. Best chance to take a look at the Ola Parks and Resorts scoreboard report when you're visit today at visitowa.com. 3-1 Tennessee over Chattanooga, bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom four from Pearl. Montgomery up 4-0. Birmingham up 2-1 on Pensacola, top of the fourth inning. First pitch to the lefty, Tucker Flint. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Flint singled in the first, grounded out to short in the third inning. Left-handed Seminaris comes set. Now delivers. In the dirt, Caro blocks it up and squeaks forward. No one on the move. And goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Crowd here on a Tuesday night in Rocket City. Team that's been supported well over their 3 years here in Madison, Alabama. 2-0 delivery. Misses low. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The Trash Pandas used to be the Mobile Bay Bears, playing at Hank Aaron Stadium in Mobile about an hour or so from Biloxi. Moved up to Rocket City for what was going to be the 2020 season. That didn't happen because of the COVID-19 pandemic. 3-0 deliveries. A curveball called the strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. They filled the void left by the Huntsville Stars that moved down to Biloxi following the 2014 season. Madison, about 5 or 10 miles from Huntsville. 3-1 delivery. Slider misses away, ball four. Manager Mike Guerrero comes down from the step of the dugout and now walks out and talks to Seminoles. An up and down outing for the lefty. Started off great, 7 strikeouts, but loud extra base hits the problem tonight. And his debut as a Shucker against the team he used to play for, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, 8 hits after 3 2/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. We'll take a break. When we come back, TJ Shook into the ballgame. 3-2 Rocket City, 2 outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Toyota Field. How do you like that? TJ Shook, welcome you back to the podcast. TJ Shook, now the pitcher into the ballgame for the Biloxi Shuckers. Shook makes his second appearance of the year and comes in a big situation. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Adam Seminara is done after 3 2/3 innings. Leaves runners on first and second with two outs. 3-2 Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. The righty Jose Gomez at the plate to face Shook. The righty Shook fires up. Fastball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Shook's only appearance came a week ago. Got the win pitching the back end against Pensacola. A walk-off winner on opening night for the Shuckers, the home opener at MGM Park. The pitch, whooped down the left field line. Collins back, way gone. 6-2, and the offensive onslaught for the Trash Pandas that started in Birmingham has continued back at Toyota Field. His first home run of the year. Now a 2-for-2 day with four driven in. And it's 6-2 Rocket City, a four-run fourth inning. The first pitch, nubbed foul off the bat of David Calabresi, who's in from the left side. Count goes to 0-1. That finalizes the line from Seminara's. Goes 5 2/3, gives up 5 runs on 7 hits. Pitch from Shook, swing and a miss, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-2. Calabresi, 1-for-2 today. Shook delivers, swing and a miss. That ends the inning. But not before the Trash Pandas explode. 4 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. They take a 2-2 tie, and it's now 6-2 after 4. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Back on the air with Rodriguez has really been heating up. 2-for-2 tonight. Multi-hit game for the Brewers' top prospect. Second multi-hit game of the year. Comeback trail is on here in the fifth. Shuckers trail at 6-2. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Freddie Zamora comes up from the right side. 0-for-1 today. Rodriguez off first to the first pitch. Is a call of strike one. Rodriguez was thrown out trying to steal second back in the second inning. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses low and away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Trash Pandas got four runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Marceau long set, fires home. Misses low and away. It's tied for the most runs allowed in an inning by the Shuckers this year. Been an offensive explosion here early on for both sides. Pitch. Zamora takes and count goes to 3-1. We've played four innings of baseball. We've seen eight combined runs, 14 combined hits, and one error. For a league that came into today with one of the lowest batting averages out of any league in minor league baseball. The pitch misses up high, and all of a sudden the Shuckers are back on the comeback trail. Runners on first and second with nobody out, down by four. A tying run on deck. Ethan Murray to the plate. Catcher Edgar Caro comes out, dots up his catcher's gear with signs for the infield. Marceau, the righty, delivers home. Fastball, called strike one. Marceau's looked real sharp so far. Injuries robbed him of a chance to do this at the end of last year with Rocket City. A one delivery. Swing and lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. There goes Doan, too. He was called up for the Tri-City Dust Devils in August. And in a couple of different injuries that limited him to just two starts the rest of the way, final 6 weeks of the season. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a ground ball to third. Maiton picks it up to second for one on the first. Double play. Rodriguez to third. Rocket City turns their ninth double play of the year. Best in the league. Up the top of the order. Isaac Collins comes up, switch hitter from the left side. 6-2 lead for Rocket City, top of the fifth inning. The pitch, curveball, called strike one in the outside corner. Rodriguez at third. Collins at the plate. The pitch. Called strike two. Outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Collins last time up. An RBI double to left. Just punched it down the line and into the corner. At the time, it gave the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. Marceau delivers. In the dirt. Hero blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. So set. Now fires home. Curveball in the dirt. Hero again blocks it up. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. That's been one of the big things early on from Collins. He's got a great eye at the plate. He's already drawn five walks this year. Hero sends up inside. The pitch up and away. Count goes full. Centurio stands on deck. Count it, 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Shuckers trail at 6-2. Game pauses again. Something gets out of the Rocket City dugout. Put back in. Good to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pitch to Collins. Curveball, swing and a miss. Handcuffs him on the outside corner. That ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. A double play helps get Rocket City out of the inning. They lead it 6-2 after 4.5. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball and Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
It off bottom of the fifth inning from Rocket City. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. TJ Shook back to the hill. And an automatic strike is called to Teodosio. Wasn't ready with 8 seconds to go. So TJ Shook gets a little bit of help. The 0-1 delivery. This is low. Count evens up. 1 ball, 1 strike. Teodosio 0-for-1 today with a walk. Shook in the ballgame for his first full inning. Delivers home. Fastball misses low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Shook came in relief last inning for Seminaris, who left the game after 3 2/3. He fires home. Swing and tip foul. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. First battery faced Jose Gomez in a 3-run homer to left. By the score right now stands at 6-2 Trash Pandas. Shook delivers. Changeup up and in. Count goes full. Shook a deep breath from out. 6'4", 217-pound right-hander. Kicks his leg. Fires home. Up high, ball four. Second walk today from Teodosio. Fifth walk today from the Shuckers pitching staff. Now brings up the switch in Kevin Maiton. Maiton 0-for-2 today. Switch in, now swings around to hit from the left side against TJ Shook. First pitch to Maiton. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Maiton's batting average entering today was .091, 3-for-33. 3 for 22 against right-handed pitching. Shook fires Teodosio off to second. The pitch flared foul. Third base side. Black gives a chase, but drops down out of play. Count evens up. 1-1. Big hello to our friends in Ocean Springs listening tonight. We've got the best way to watch the game when the Shuckers are on the road. They have the game up on Belly Live and MILB TV. Synced up to the feed here on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Thanks for tuning in. The 1-1 delivery. This is up and in. It goes to 2-1. Shook sets. Check back to first. Teodosio back in time. Pitch from Shook. Runner off to second. Foul back. Count evens up, 2-2. Shuckers have done a good job limiting the running game this year. Jefferson Caro behind the plate is one of the best pop times in minor league baseball. Throughout over 40% of base runners this past fall with the Glendale Desert Dogs in the Arizona Fall League. A big lead off first for Teodosio. Shook fires. Line drive into right field for a base hit. Teodosio around second, heads to third. Rodriguez fires it into Murray behind the second base bag. High time tallies his fourth hit of the year. Second hit of the night. Now all of a sudden, runners in the corners with nobody out for Aaron Whitefield. Whitefield has walked, hit a home run or a team last inning, hit it out over the Shuckers bullpen. 6-2 Rocket City, runners in the corners, nobody out in the fifth. The righty Shook fires, swing and a miss from Whitefield. Count goes 0-1. Whitefield, a native of Australia, born in Brisbane. Spent time representing Australia in the World Baseball Classic in 2017-2023. Shook fires, it's lifted foul. First base side up and out of play. Now goes 0-2. Shook goes from the first base side to the rubber. The 0-2 delivery. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Top of the order up next. Rocket City, 9 hits tonight. A good crowd here at Toyota Field. A lot of noise throughout the night. Shook pitches home, and it's tipped foul to check swing. Accidental contact. Count goes 0-2. Shook fires home. Up and away. Count goes to 1-2. And he shook, throws the rubber. Maiton off first, Teodosio off third. Fires home. Check swing, and again foul. Count stays at 1-2. Remember that foul ball? Brought to you by Glass Doctor. Shook picks up the leg, fires home, fouled back again. That one also brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Whitefield back in from the right side. Runners on the corners here in the fifth inning. Shook fires. Slider misses away, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shook fires home. Hold, strike three at the knees. Good pitch from Shook. Froze him on a curveball. Big first down to the inning. That means a double play gets the Shuckers out of the inning. Brings up the top two in the order that struggled tonight. Cameron Paris and Orlando Martinez. Paris is 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Martinez is 1 for 3 with a strikeout and a flyout. Paris first up, 6-2 Rocket City, bottom of the fifth inning. Runners in the corners. First pitch, it's a fastball. Called strike one. All three of Paris's strikeouts came against the lefty Seminaris. He struck out 7 in 3 2/3 innings. Shook delivers. Rounded foul right at home plate. It goes to 0-2. Osio off third with one out. Shook delivers. Fastball. Cold strike three. Harris stares at a fastball in the outside corner. Back-to-back looking strikeouts from Shook. Now brings up the left to Orlando Martinez. Martinez 1 for 3 tonight. 2 outs, runners in the corners, bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers trail at 6-2. Shook delivers. Line drive into right field, gets down for a base hit. Tito Osio scores. Mike Time goes first to third. The throw on one hop to Black, not in time. Mike Time just gets under the tag. And now runners back on the corners. It's 7-2. Eighth RBI of the year for Martinez. Martinez at first, Maiton at third. Brings up the switch hitting Edgar Piero now from the left side against the righty Shook. Seven 2 Rocket City lead. Pitch from Shook. Fastball called strike one. Piero's had a great night. Came in hitting 308. 2 for 3 with a single and a double, halfway to the cycle. Shook delivers. Fastball low. Caro pops up and he was going to throw to third. Black wasn't covering. Here's the fake to make sure Mike Tom doesn't get too far off the bag. Caro at the very back of the left-handed box. Digs back in. Shook set. Now delivers. Swing and a line drive into right center field. Drops down for a base hit. Rolls towards the wall. Maiton comes home and scores. Martinez comes home and scores. Murray cuts off the throw. It's a 2-RBI double for Piero, and it's 9-2 Rocket City. Crash Panda's offense is no joke. You thought last week was just a mirage. Not the case. They've exploded here tonight. 9 runs, and we're just in the bottom of the fifth inning. They now have 11 hits. They scored 7 runs in the past 2 innings. 2 outs, Kiro at second, left-handed Tucker Flint at the plate. The pitch from Shook. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Goes to 0-1. Flint 1-for-2 tonight. Single, ground out, and a walk. Now record a hit in 7 straight games. Shook delivers. Foul back to the screen. Goes to 0-2. Already 31 pitches for Shook. He's only pitched 1 full inning. Tired and out in the 4th, and now 2 outs here in the 5th. Strike away from getting out of it. No balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Shook steps off. Shook delivers. Flint takes up and away. The count goes to 1-2. Shook comes set. Now delivers. Misses inside and it hits a run on the back foot. Flynn to first, Caro still at second, and brings out the catcher, Jackson Caro, Jefferson Caro, for the Shuckers. And also brings out pitching coach Will Schierholz. Rocket City's offense has been rolling all night long. Also brings in the entire Shuckers infield. Black, Freddie Zamora, Ethan Murray, and Wes Clark all walk to the hill. 3 runs on 3 hits this inning. Jose Gomez, who's due up at the plate when the mound visit ends, wakes up and everyone goes back to the positions. Gomez is the batter. He's had himself a day. 2-for-2 with 4 driven in and a walk. A 3-for-17 series last week. He already has as many hits here in game 1 of this 6-game set in Rocket City. First pitch from TJ Shook to him. Misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Gomez, the 8th man to bat the inning. It's 9-2 Rocket City. 9 runs and 11 hits and no errors. Shuckers 2 runs on 6 hits and an error. Shook delivers home. Fastball misses inside. Caro couldn't get the ball out of his glove. Wanted to throw it down to the floor. Counts even. 1 ball and 1 strike on the righty Gomez. Right-handed Shook comes set. And time called. Pitch clock violation on Shook. An automatic ball. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Shook fires home. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Still 2 outs in the inning. All 9 of Rocket City's runs today have come with 2 outs. Check that. 8 of the 9 have come with 2 outs. Still an impressive number. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count stays 2-2. Reminder, that foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Other insurance shield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Count it, two balls and two strikes with two outs. Shook comes set. Two runners on. Delivers home. Curveball up and in. Almost hits him. Count goes full. Flint's at first, Carroll at second. Both of them will be off with the pitch. Chick fires home. Runners go. It misses high, and they're loaded up. Now Abreze to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs. He's the ninth man to bat here in the fifth inning. And then also brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Shuckers go to the bullpen. Shook leaves them loaded. New pitcher in the ballgame when we return. Lincoln City 9, Biloxi 2. Two outs in the fifth inning with the bases loaded. Bobby Baker in. We'll take a break. Back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Side in a dicey situation. 9-2 Trash Pandas with the bases loaded. First pitch is a called strike to the lefty, David Calabrese. TJ Shook done after an inning of work. He's responsible for all three guys in the base paths, Caro, Flint, and Gomez. Meeker the righty, delivers home, swing and a miss. Count goes down 2. Meeker makes his second appearance on the year. Hasn't allowed a run in an inning and a third. No walks and one strikeout. Last pitched on game 2 of Friday's doubleheader. His first appearance of the year. Calabrese, back of the left-handed box. Meeker delivers, swing, and just fouled off. Tips it in and out of Caro's glove. Count stays 0-2. Calabrese, 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI double. Meeker delivers, up high and away. Count goes to 1-2. Seen a couple different Shuckers pitchers miss up there. Meeker now sent at the letters. Comes home. Fastball, called strike 3 in the outside corner, and Meeker leaves him loaded. In the inning, though, it's a massive one. Three runs, three hits, no errors, three runners left on base. We're after five on Madison. 9-2 Rocket City.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, 9-2 Rocket City over Biloxi. Then an offensive explosion for the Trash Pandas. Marceau delivers, chop back towards the Shuckers dugout. Count goes still in two. Chiria 1-for-2 on the day, single back in the third inning. The pitch home, Chiria takes low and away. Count goes to 1-2. Marceau with the righty, fires home. Swing and nubbed, right side of the infield. Gomez, the second baseman, gets it, slings it to first. And Churio's retired after the first out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. One out, nobody on here in the sixth inning. Marceau has had a lot of time to breathe the last couple of innings in the dugout. Rocket City scored 4 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th. Pitch the lefty Tyler Black. 3/4 of the way with the swing. Goes around for strike 1. He got the scoring started for Biloxi. Same exact way he did it on Sunday. A solo home run in the first inning. The 0-1 delivery. Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Goes down 2. Unfortunately for the Shuckers, just like Sunday, the opposing team has then gotten after it, scored a ton of runs. The 0-2 delivery, up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Since that solo homer, Rocket City scored 9 of the last 10 runs in this game. The pitch home, Black pops it foul, and face side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Black back in from the left side. Marceau delivers. Curveball misses low. Count evens up 2-2. This has been a starting staff for Rocket City that's been just unbelievable to start things off. 2-2 delivery. Black fouls it off. Count stays at 2-2. Entering today, the rotation had a 1.69 ERA. They had allowed 8 total earned runs. They've now allowed 10, which is an incredible number. 2-2 delivery, popped in the air towards left center field. Tito Ocio drifts towards left center and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs now in the inning for the righty Wes Clark. Trash Pandas lead the Shuckers 9-2. Nobody on with two outs, top of the sixth inning. Randy Marceau delivers. Clark pops it straight up in the air. Foul territory, third base side. Mike Todd, the third baseman, over into foul ground and makes the catch for the air. Marceau now at 73 pitches through six innings. He's been terrific tonight and sends the Shuckers down in order for the second time in three innings. We're through five and a half. 9-2 Rocket City. Listing the Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Osio, first pitch, is a called strike one. Javon Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's 9-2 Rocket City in the series opener. The offense has come alive for the Trash Pandas. Seven runs in the last two innings. Baker delivers. Swing and a miss. Change from the outside corner. Cap goes down with two. Baker came in to relieve TJ Shook, who left after an inning of work. Gave up four hits, four runs, walked two, struck out three. Meeker's 0-2 delivery. Changeup, swing and a miss. Outside corner. Teodosio down on strikes. One out now for Kevin Maiton. And while we get a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Kevin Maiton up to the box. James Meeker on the hill. First pitch, fouled off. Third base side out of play. Kempo still in one. 9-2 Rocket City, if you're just joining us. Thanks so much for joining us on your Tuesday night. Rocket City scored early and often. One in the first, one in the third, four in the fourth, and three more in the fifth. Meeker delivers. Misses away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Meeker's in for his second appearance of the year. Made his first on game two of Friday's doubleheader. 1-1 delivery. Changeup, called a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. But so far, he's been a real good second time out. Has faced two batters, struck them both out. Switch hitting Maiton back in the box from the left side. Meeker delivers. Swing and a miss. He's faced three and he struck out all three. Two outs now. Brings up the righty Aaron Whitefield. Meekers continue the good times. He had it in Australia this winter. He's named the APL Reliever of the Year after 11 saves over 21 scoreless innings. Faces Whitefield now with two outs. First pitch lifted in the air towards short center field. Murray, the second baseman, out. Zamora, the shortstop, out. And it drops between the three of them. Meeker has to charge over to cover second. It doesn't matter. Whitefield's in with the double. Hit it right to the Bermuda Triangle. Between Murray, Zamora, and Churio, hit right between him, and nobody could get to him. Whitefield, after coming in today 2-for-21, is now 2-for-3 with a home run and a double. Brings up Kyron Harris, who's up for the fifth time in six innings. Nine-two Rocket City. Meeker delivers. Ground ball, couple of hops to third. Black backhands it, spins and bobbles it. Everybody's safe. Whitefield a bit off the bag. Charges over to try and tag him, but Whitefield way back to the bag already. Second error of the day for Black. Whitefield the third. Harris the first. And now up comes the left-handed hitting Orlando Martinez. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Martinez, 2-for-4 today with an RBI single last time up. Runners in the corners, Meeker delivers. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Harris at first, Whitefield at third. Meeker delivers. Ground ball, right side of the infield. Murray dives, corrals it, gets to his feet, fires to first. For the second straight game, Ethan Murray, a terrific play in the hole. Retires Martinez for the third out. No runs, one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. We end at the top of the seventh. It's 9-2 Rocket City. Let's see, Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609. If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the seventh inning from Madison, Alabama, Toyota Field, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Trash Pandas up big tonight, 9-2 over the Biloxi Shuckers. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Landon Marceau out of the ballgame. Yvonne Armstrong comes into the game for Rocket City. Or so. Goes six innings, gives up six hits, two runs, one walk, four strikeouts, and throws 74 pitches. Jefferson Caro first to face Armstrong. The first pitch lifted in the air towards short center field. Teodosio comes on, and it drops for a base hit. Breaks a two-game hitless streak for Caro. Now brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Armstrong on to make his fourth appearance of the year. First pitch called strike one to the righty Lutz. Has no out of run in 3 1/3 innings. Two walks, four strikeouts. Last appeared on Saturday against Birmingham. The pitch called a strike. Now goes to 0-2. Lutz 0-2 today. Back into the right-handed box. The pitch in the dirt. Caro blocks it up. Well, Jefferson Caro retreats back. There's no relation between Edgar Caro behind the plate from Cuba and Jefferson Caro, the other catcher for the Shuckers, who's at first base from the Dominican Republic. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball. Lutz just broke it foul. Wide of the bag. A little ahead of it. He's able to get wood on it. Count 1-2. Pitch to Lutz in the dirt. Caro blocks it up again. Good job blocking it up. Right down to the knees. Aided up into the belly. Count it 2-2. It's hard to block up fastballs in the dirt. They're one of the harder pitches to block up because there's no direction on where it could go. Pitch rolled on the ground, right side of the infield. Gomez, the second baseman, gets it, flips the second base back to one, and on the first for the double play. Second time tonight, the Shuckers have grounded into a double play. First one went 5-4-3. This one was 4-6-3. Second to short to first. Now brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. He's 2-for-2 today. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. One hit away from joining Tyler Black is the only two Shuckers to record a three-hit game on the year. So far, 2-for-2 with two singles. The pitch. Called strike two with the knees. Already Armstrong comes set. 6'5", 247 pounds. The pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Like that, no balls and two strikes. Armstrong set, now the pitch. Rodriguez flares it out, left side of the infield, pairs the shortstop, backhands it, fires the first. And then it's the end. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The end of the seventh inning stretch, Rocket City up 9-2.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have the barrel of fun.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Rocket City. Andrew back on the hill for the Shuckers. His first pitch. And the called strike one to the switch hitting Edgar Kiro. He digs in from the left side. David Blake back with you. 9-2 Rocket City up on Biloxi. Game one of a six-game set. Meeker fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. And the count goes 0-2. Arrows had a great night. 3-for-4 with two doubles, two driven in, and he scored twice. Meeker's 0-2 pitch. Up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Two delivery. Ground ball, first base side. Polk to first baseman, grabs it, touches the bag. And that's the first down. Meeker's come in and really settled this game down. Crash Peters were rolling when he entered. Grabs the center tonight, the end of the plate. It's scored 7 runs since the start of the fourth inning. He struck out David Calabresi to end the inning with the bases loaded. And since then, it's things down in this one. Left-handed bat Tucker flings up against Meeker. First pitch. Fouled off. Third base side out of play. Here's 0-1. Flint 1-for-2 today. He's singled. He's walked and he's been hit by a pitch. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. Count goes 0-2. I don't even think about it. All that's left is a catcher's interference. He's got about every single way he can get on base. Time call. No, it is not time call. It is instead another pitch clock violation. That's the third we've seen this game. Now at 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Didn't matter. Meeker gets nabbed for the pitch clock violation and then immediately strikes out Flint with the next pitch. That's one way to overcome it. Two outs, nobody on. 9-2 Rocket City. Bottom of the seventh inning. And Jose Gomez comes up. Pitcher Meeker. Fastball called strike one. Chance to look at the farm report brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. Everything in action with the big league squad. They're up in Seattle will play the Mariners. The pitch. Ground ball, couple of hops to short. Samora grabs it, takes two hops, fires to first. We'll finish the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update in the bottom half of the inning. Check that, the top half of the next inning. Bottom half comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7. It's 9-2 Rocket City. Muncie Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
And we're back underway. David Blake back with you. Let's see, Shuckers Radio Network. 9-2 Rocket City, top of the eighth inning. The pitch, driven in the air to left. Calabrese goes over and hits the snap. Finish out the farm report and the old Parks Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the eighth inning, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp up 3-2 on the Nashville Sounds. In high A, top of the seventh, Quad City 0, Timber Rattler 0. And a final from Zebulon. Carolina wins it 5-2 over Down East. First pitch. It's a slider that misses outside. Jump goes to 1-1, no strikes. On the right, Ethan Murray. Armstrong's looked good so far tonight. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Armstrong's faced four batters. All of them have been retired. The pitch, fastball, called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Murray, 1-for-2 today. Double and grounded into a double play. Happened twice today for the Shuckers. The pitch, fastball, called a strike. And the count evens up to 2-2. One of the double plays happened last inning. Jefferson Caro, the first guy to face Armstrong, singled and then was immediately erased in a double play. 2-2 delivery. Curveball breaks down and away. Count now at 3-2. Ready, Armstrong fires. Fastball, called strike 3. Murray thought it was ball 4, took about 3 steps out of the box, and then quickly retreated back to the dugout. First strikeout for Armstrong, and now back to the top of the order, and Isaac Collins. Collins hit an RBI double back in the third inning. That made it 2-2. That made it 2-1. Since then, it's been unanswered from Rocket City. Pitch from Armstrong. Fastball, called a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-1. Collins' double extended his on-base streak to 5 in a row. Real good start to the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Collins goes to 0-2. Great start to his Brewers organizational career. Count at 0-2. Collins in from the left-handed box. Armstrong fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball gets him. That ends the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through 7.5, Rocket City leads it 9-2. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
what you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. What you can't get anywhere.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Top of the ninth inning back at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Kenyon Yovan now into the ballgame. Yovan Armstrong done after two innings, gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, strikes out two, and throws 21 pitches. Shuckers trail this one 9-2. Yovan trying to finish it out for Rocket City. Rocket City with a win would be their fifth straight. They'd improve to 7-3. Shuckers would fall to 5-5. Yovan this year has allowed one run in 4 2/3 innings over three appearances. His first pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Jackson Churio at the plate from the right side. The pitch. Lifted high in the air, foul. First base side, out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Yovan, right-hander comes set, now fires. Churio takes away. Goes to 2-1. Churio's 1-for-3 tonight. Double, a single, and 2 groundouts. 2-1 delivery. Churio takes a strike. Count evens up 2-2. Yovan delivers. Churio rolls it on the ground. Third base side. Barely fair. Maiton backhands it. Fires the first. And Churio's retired by a step. Comes up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Nobody on with one out. 9-2 Rocket City. Top of the ninth inning. First pitch to Black, takes a fastball, called strike one in the outside corner. Black started off the scoring today with a solo shot to left field back in the first inning. It's been all Rocket City since. Pitch from Yovan. Black swings and punches this out to left field. Calabresi comes in, makes the two-strike catch for the out. Rocket City now one out away. Their sixth win of the year. with that seventh win of the year. They are 6-3, in their fifth straight. And when they have now won six of their last seven, with one more out. Kenyon Yovan, the righty, set against the right-handed hitting West Cork. Nobody on, two outs. The pitch, curveball, gets by Carroll to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. Nine runs on 15 hits and no errors for Rocket City. Two runs, seven hits, and an error for Biloxi. The pitch, driven in the air, deep to right center field. Martinez and Teodosio go back, and it smacks off the wall. Teodosio rifles it back in quick. Quark slides in with a two-out double. Breaks a two-game hitless streak with two outs in the ninth inning. Brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. A hard two-out double. We've seen a couple smack off the wall tonight. Isaac Collins, Ethan Murray, back-to-back doubles in the third. They both hit off the very top of the wall. Jefferson Caro in from the right side. Park off second, two outs in the ninth. The pitch, Caro takes low and away. It goes to 1-0. Yovan sets. Now fires. Caro swings and lifts it in the air out to left. Calabresi comes in, makes the catch down. In the ninth inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Biloxi falls to 5-5. Rocket City, they've now won five in a row. Won six of their last seven. Kept the good times rolling from Birmingham. Improved to 7-3 on the young season as the Shuckers fall to 5-5. Rocket City, nine runs on 15 hits and no errors. But for the Shuckers, two runs on eight hits and one error. Final attendance, 4,775 tonight from Toyota Field. The time of game, 2 hours and 28 minutes. Shuckers fall 9-2 to Rocket City in the series opener. Shuckers postgame show comes your way next. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
We'll be right back.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show from Toyota Field. Shuckers fall 9-2 to Rocket City in game one of their six-game set. Jacob Blake back with you as we kick things off in the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. 9 runs on 15 hits and no errors for Rocket City. For Biloxi, 2 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. The Shuckers pitching staff, even though they did allow 9 runs and 15 hits, they also strike out 16 batters, tying their season high, including a new career high for James Meeker, who strikes out 6 over 3 1/3 innings in the loss for the Shuckers. They've lost 3 in a row, now at 5-5. Rocket City improves to 7-3. They've won 5 straight, going back to their series last week with the Birmingham Barons. Winning pitcher tonight, Landon Marceau, improves to 1-0 on the season after he allows 2 runs in 6 innings. Adam Seminaris gets tagged with the loss, falls to 0-2 on the season. He was up 5 runs on 7 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Let's take you through tonight's scoring summary. Just like Sunday, it got started in the first inning for the Shuckers, and it got started in the first inning by way of a Tyler Black homer. He homered to left in the first, his third of the year, gave the Shuckers an early 1-0 lead. Rocket City, though, would respond with 3 straight hits with 2 outs. That was a common theme throughout the night. Of the 9 runs scored, 8 of them came with 2 outs for Rocket City, and the first of them came in the first inning with a Jose Gomez double down the right field line to score a Piro. That made it 1-1. Shuckers took a 2-1 lead then in the third inning. Ethan Murray doubled, and Isaac Collins doubled him home with the ball off the very top of the wall to make it 2-1 Biloxi, and then Rocket City would score 8 unanswered from there. A big fourth inning after a run in the third inning, a double from David Calabresi, his first of 2 doubles tonight. Then in the fourth inning, a solo home run from Aaron Whitefield, a double from Andrew Caro, a walk to Tucker Flint, and then a 3-run homer from Jose Gomez. He ends the night 2-for-3 with 4 runs batted in, a double, a homer, in 2 walks. And then in the fifth inning, 3 more tacked on. Orlando Martinez singles home Bryce Teodosio, and Gurkero doubles home Orlando Martinez and Kevin Maiton before James Meeker comes in and really settles the ship. 3 1/3 scoreless innings for the Shuckers as he continues a great start to the season. Now 4 2/3 scoreless innings to start his season in 2023. Shuckers fall 9-2 for Rocket City. Again, 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. For the Shuckers, 2 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. Marceau the win, Seminaris the loss in a game that takes 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 4,775 here at Toyota Field. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for one final look at the Iowa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers farm system on a Tuesday night. We're back after this.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name!
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. They take game one from the Shuckers in this six-game set. 9-2 the final. It's time to take one last look around the Oa Parks and Resort scoreboard. Updates brought to you by Oa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Let's start in the Southern League. Everything else just about gone final around the league. As we'll start off, Chattanooga and Tennessee just finished up. The Smokies win it 9-5 over Chattanooga. Chattanooga falls to 6-4. Tennessee now an even 5-5 on the season. Bottom of the ninth, Benny Montgomery is streaking towards their seventh win of the year, up 8-2 over the M Braves. With a win, they improve to 7-3, and Braves would fall to 3-7. Top of the ninth inning, Birmingham back on the offensive side of things after a tough series against the Trash Pandas. Top of the ninth inning, they lead Pensacola 10-3. A win would make them 3-7 on the year. Pensacola would fall to 4-6. Time to take a look at the farm report. Top of the first inning, Christian Yelich, a leadoff home run for the Brewers. They're up 1-0 early against the Seattle Mariners at T-Mobile Park out in Washington. They lead that one 1-0. Every game final except for one around the system. One final from Jacksonville. Adrian Hauser gets the loss, but a 3-2 close game between the Sounds and the Jumbo Shrimp. Hauser right now on a rehab stint with the Sounds. In high A, 1-0, bottom of the eighth inning. Lisa Maya's on for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Quad Cities River Bandits lead that one 1-0, bottom of the eighth inning. And a final from North Carolina, Down East falls 5-2. Carolina Mudcats pick up a win, back on the winning ways. Had a good weekend, now roll it into a good Tuesday against the Down East Wood Ducks. Final from Rocket City, 9-2. Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes. The attendance, 4,775. Shuckers will take on the Trash Pandas tomorrow in an early game. First Kids Day game of the year. An 11:05 start. We'll have pregame at 10:50 a.m. Central Time. Come bring your coffee. Come bring your breakfast. Join us for brunch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. 10:50 pregame. An 11:05 first pitch. Tobias Myers goes for the Shuckers. He's looked real sharp through his first two starts. Comes in 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA. While Brett Geary makes his second start of the year for the Trash Pandas, 0-0 with a 1.50 ERA. Again, first pitch tomorrow, 11:05 in the morning. Talk to you at 10:50 a.m. with the pregame show before first pitch, early morning first pitch from Madison, Alabama. Final score tonight, though, Rocket City 9, Biloxi Shuckers 2. 9 runs, 15 hits, no errors. For Biloxi, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 1 errors. Landon Marceau gets the win. Adam Seminaris gets tagged with the loss. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 10:50. Make sure to mark your calendars for it on an 11:05 first pitch. We'll be with you tomorrow morning from Alabama. Until then, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more Biloxi Shuckers baseball. Your final one more time, Rocket City 9, Biloxi 2. Have a great night. We'll talk to you in the morning.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.